Hey there, I'm Beverly Sartain, and this is the Holistic Coach Legacy Podcast, where you get support in being an impactful and confident coach. In today's episode, we are going to be connecting with Sabelle Beautrin, and we will be talking about reparenting. Sabelle will take us through the acronym of REPARENT and provide us some wonderful information about each letter. Hope that you enjoy this episode. Thank you for listening. Many blessings to you. Welcome, Sabelle. Great to have you here today.
Hi, Bev. So good to be here again with you.
Yes, we have done several podcast episodes, and I am very excited to have you back here again. Would love to have you just kind of update the listeners on what's transpired for you since last time you were on the podcast with us.
Thank you. And thanks again for this opportunity. I love connecting with you in this way and so wholeheartedly believe in the work that you're doing and this podcast and reaching people. So since the last time we spoke and I was on here, the way I put it is, I guess I've kind of consolidated or, you know, kind of moved my niche even closer to what I feel is like my purpose or what feels really good for me. And that is more on the reparenting work, which really encompasses all my areas of interest. When I first started out as a coach, I was focused on boundaries and perfectionism and inner child work. And all of that kind of falls under the umbrella of reparent and reparenting myself, which is a modality that I use personally, and it's been transformational for me. And so really a lot of my energy has gone into that, creating courses and classes and doing individual coaching in those areas. Another thing that's happened since I was last on this podcast is that I became a Mother Hunger trained facilitator. I worked with Kelly McDaniel, who wrote Mother Hunger, for a year and became a level 1 and 2 facilitator, which means that I can teach classes on her body of work, her research on mother hunger.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you for sharing how your niche has evolved. I think this is so important for other coaches to hear, because we often think when we're new to coaching that we're supposed to have it all figured out. We need to know what our niche is, and that we can't really move forward until we have that. And I always try to share with people that it really is a journey that you go on for further alignment, further clarification. And like you said, to truly figure out like what my purpose work is here. So it's so beautiful to hear how this has evolved. And how come you think you landed on reparenting?
So if you go back two episodes, when my first episode, I really talk about inner child work, and I'm sure it came in my second one where I was talking about groups. But really, little Sabelle, my inner child, found me back in 2018. And I had an experience that I kind of have talked about several times, but essentially she found me. So I was really not even thinking about inner child work, or I didn't know a lot about it, but her energy appeared on my yoga mat when I was on a retreat, and she was about 9 or 10 years old, and she was very angry. So I was super interested and curious about what was going on there. And I just really have followed her lead in getting into reparenting myself. And I've received, you know, support in my community in this area as well. But really, most of the work that I do has been informed by my own experiences You know, along the way, it's interesting to find other people who are also interested in reparenting and inner child work and kind of read about the science behind it and how it works. But what basically in 2018, I started to get interested in inner child work, which led me to reparenting, which is something that I practice all the time. And it kind of began to infiltrate into my coaching. Mm-hmm. And one day I had a kind of sudden download, as all the way I can describe it, is just I had this lot of clarity and this sudden realization that I could take the word reparent and giving credit to Mary for an acronym, who's also been on here. But I had this idea, I could take the word reparent and turn it into an acronym and teach reparenting through that acronym. And that's what I did.
Incredible. Yeah. Mary Markham loves a good acronym. And so I love that you took that. I mean, Mary Markham didn't come up with acronyms, but has used acronyms when delivering a coaching program.
Yeah, and I kind of the queen of acronyms, so I'll right. give her credit.
That's wonderful. And we're going to go into the acronym shortly. But I was curious in terms of, like, how did you know that you were ready to reparent yourself? Because I think this is something that comes up for people, is how do I know that I'm ready for reparenting? So I'm curious how you knew that, Saba.
That's a great question. Yeah. I mean, if you look at my kind of timeline, by 2018, I was 7 years alcohol free. So I was at a, you know, kind of a place in my recovery journey that I was ready kind of to go, like, you know, as people say, like peel back the onion or go to the next level or just go a little bit deeper with my healing. And my story involves Me Too incidences that happened when I was a child. And that was kind of really on the forefront of people's conversations at that time, and that needed to be addressed. And my three children had kind of grown and flown, and they'd all by that time gone off to college. So I think I was just really ready to kind of turn my attention from taking care of other people to taking care of myself. And as far as knowing when I'm ready, most of the way that I operate in the world is very intuitive. So I just get a feeling, and that's kind of what I go with. And I will say, in my experience of working with you, that kind of intuition was very much encouraged. So different things that I learned in working with you is letting go of misunderstandings, playing in the possibilities, doing what feels good to me, and kind of really trusting that if it feels good, that's probably means I'm aligned and I'm on my path that I need to be on, or the things that I need to do for my healing.
Beautifully shared. I'm curious, when you think about people that you work with, how do they know that they're ready for reparenting?
I think if it's a term that kind of sparks something in them, they're drawn to it. You know, different people are drawn to me for different reasons. And so, you know, in a coaching container, I will go with what they're bringing forward. So it might be that somebody comes to me because they see me in the Mother Hunger Directory, and they're coming to me because that word resonates with them. Other people will sign up for my Inner Child Class for Beginners because that resonates with them. They're curious about inner child work. Other people, you know, have come to me through free offers I've had. Like, I offer a free class called 3 Easy Ways to Reparent Yourself. So if they're drawn to the word reparent, they're going to be coming towards me.
Yeah. Wonderful. So just for anybody that's listening out there, if you're feeling that resonance with what is reparenting, or I want to reparent myself, or I'm feeling ready to learn how to reparent myself. Like, that's what I'm hearing, is like the energy of somebody who might have the readiness for this work. Anything else that you would want to say there, Sabelle?
Yeah, I just would say to the listeners, if something is kind of sparking your interest, if you hear a term, or you know, maybe you hear the words sober curious, or you hear the words holistic healing, and it sparks an interest, and you find yourself wanting to find out more, that's a good indicator that your body is telling you to, you know, go towards that.
Yeah. That intuition is coming forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go through Reparent and share the acronym and how you work with people around each of the letters and the essence of the letters.
Yeah, I'll go through Reparent. First, I'll talk about what reparenting is, and then I'll go through the different letters, kind of just what they are, and then I'll describe how my course works, or how people work with me in getting this, getting to work through the acronym. So reparenting is, if I was going to, you know, I had 30 seconds to describe what reparenting is I would say it's a beautiful practice, of healing and recovery, where you deeply listen inside and give your most tender parts what they need. Your kind of most tender self. So the idea is that even if you think, I didn't really have a bad childhood, or, you know, I know my parents did the best that they could, or wherever you are as far as what you feel happened in your childhood or how you perceive that, you can still benefit from reparenting yourself. Because the idea is that we still have inside of us these kind of younger, tender parts, right? You could call them your inner child, your inner teenager, or different parts. And, you know, this is related to parts work, which is Richard Schwartz, internal family systems. So the idea is that we're still storing all those parts, and they might be hidden away, they might be scared, they might be frozen or in hiding or disassociated, but we still have these parts. And we know that we do, because we'll say things to each other like, you know, part of me really wants to do this. Or we might say to ourselves, oh, I'm being such a baby. And so we kind of can resonate with this idea of different parts of ourselves want, part of me wants to do this, part of me wants to do that, right? So we have these different parts. And the idea of reparenting is showing up for yourself today in your adult body as kind of the perfect parent, or the parent that you always needed, that your ideal parent. And you get to do that now, meeting your unmet needs yourself. So it's really about finally tuning in, you know, tuning into yourself, just like a loving parent becomes attuned to a child. You become attuned to yourself, and you begin to establish a relationship where you build self-trust, self-reliance. You recognize when you're self-abandoning. You're listening to your internal cues, and then you're giving yourself what you need. So that's kind of the gist of what reparenting is. And I will also say, like, the way that I kind of think of it, and everybody can decide how many different parts they want, but to just break it down into kind of an easy way to think about it is, everybody has an inner child, and the inner child can be several different ages. It could be a 3-year-old and a 9-year-old, but you might have an inner child, an inner teenager that sounds really different than the inner child. Her language is going to be kind of more rebellious and more into risk-taking. And then around in our 20s, we kind of just start to really develop this voice of the inner critic. And the inner critic can sometimes be called the ego, or you know, that critical voice in your head, or the committee in my head. And that's the part of you that feels like a manager. And she's kind of like, get your act together. Why did you say that? And I like to think of my inner critic as just a really tired little like hedgehog lady, kind of like Mrs. Tiggy Winkle from Beatrice Potter.
I'm getting the visual.
And she's just, yeah, she's just tired. And she's, you know, she's worked so hard. And so no, the idea in internal family systems is no parts get kicked off the island. No parts get shunned. You know, we have our shadow parts. And so no parts get shunned. The inner critic is very easy to detect because she's usually using the words like should. I should be doing this. She's very connected to shame and blame, judgment, self-judgment. And she, what I think of my inner critic, I think, oh my gosh, she just needs like a weighted blanket, maybe to get a pedicure and to watch Netflix or something. Like, she's tired. She's been running the show for a long, long time. And then the kind of wise mind, celestial mother, uber self, connected self, universal self, like this part of you that you can call the inner loving parent, all these, you know, different names people have. But I think of this as like, you know, your higher self. This is the part of you that is very connected to self-compassion, self-forgiveness, self-regulation, you know, the very nurturing, protective part of you. And a lot of times when people come into the work of reparenting, their inner critic is very large and very loud, and their inner loving part is very kind of small. But we all have it. We all have that part, and we know we have that part because we share that part of ourselves with animals, with small animals and maybe big animals, you know, fur babies and little children. So that part of us, and maybe we extend this to like a best friend. The part of us is like, oh my gosh, sweetie, that's okay. Do you want a cup of tea? Like, we all have that in us, that ability to be nurturing. And so the work of reparent is to take that energy of nurturing and compassion and turn it around and bring it home to ourselves.
Wonderful. I love that there's like this awareness of all the parts and pieces there, and that there's this intention to be supportive and be loving and integrate all the parts and pieces.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of integration happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like when you do this work. What it feels is like is that you're becoming whole.
Yes.
Or you're comfortable in your own skin. Mm-hmm. You're integrated is the word. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just this acknowledgement of like all these different parts and needs that maybe have gone unmet or unheard, unwitnessed. And I love that it's now you bringing that love, that attention to what you need in all these different ways. So thank you for that description.
Yeah.
The reparent. That was such a beautiful description. And I really enjoy hearing your passion for this work, Sabelle.
Yeah.
I can hear how connected you are to it. So the acronym.
Yeah. So let's go through the acronym. So the first letter is R, and that stands for reparent. So the idea in the first week, because I do this in 10 weeks, the first week is just introduction, getting to know each other, setting intentions, your why, all of that. The second week we start with the letters. So the first letter is R, and that's reparent, and that's where you become the loving parent that you always needed through self-protection, self-nurturance, and self-guidance. So this is really where we're focusing on taking care of our own needs for safety, love, and belonging rather than blaming others for not feeling safe. And it's, mm-hmm. yeah, so that's reparent. The next week is the letter E, which stands for ease. And this is very exciting because if I were to kind of say what's the most essential part of reparenting is finding safety in your own body. So ease is all about the somatic healing, the connection between the mind and the body. What are my thoughts and how are my thoughts creating my feelings? What do my feelings feel like? What's triggering me? What is a glimmer, which is like when I feel like a serotonin hit or something that feels good to me? And what is an activation or a trigger? What's making me feel afraid? We go over the trauma responses of fight, flight, freeze, and fawn. And we really talk about just tapping into our body and what are some things, easy things we can do to really stay connected to our body. Because sometimes we're so checked out, we're on autopilot, in survival mode, that we're not really cueing into our body needs. And so might be something like walking barefoot on grass or blowing bubbles or humming, different ways that we can bring that connection to the body. And then the next week is the letter P, and that stands for protect. And this is about making a commitment to protect yourself mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically, so holistically, in the way that you would protect any small fur baby or child. So giving yourself that same protection. And this is really about kind of, you know, becoming, again, very aware of the tenderness and your own personal needs, your own unique triggers and things that you like, things that feel scary to you. And then kind of reparenting yourself through an inner dialogue that might sound a little bit, there's a wonderful book called Talk So Your Kids Will Listen and Listen So Your Kids Will Talk. And it's the same idea of when you're mirroring yourself, like, oh, you're scared right now, or that doesn't look fun to you, or you're actually pretty tired. So you can speak to yourself in third person, second person, or first person. But that idea of protecting yourself, and so this might also look like setting boundaries. So protection has a lot to do with boundaries, like figuring out what's a boundary. How do I do this? How do I voice my own needs? It's okay to take care of myself. It's okay to speak up for myself. So all of this kind of letting go of the misunderstandings that you need to kind of take care of other people, you know, overriding taking care of yourself. And then the next letter is the letter A, and that stands for align. And a line is about, again, listening to your inner voice, trusting your intuition, your gut feeling, your instincts, and building that self-trust and making sure that your values and beliefs are matching your actions. So that's the alignment. Like, this is what I want for myself. This is what so this is kind of an action step, right? So this is what I want for myself. Are my actions, are my daily activities, the way I'm talking to myself, how I'm taking care of myself, do they align with what I feel that I need or I want for myself? And really tuning into that kind of bigger calling or yes, or tuning into what feels good, speaking your truth. And alignment doesn't have to feel like a big, you know, one more thing to do on your to-do list, especially if you're a big doer. You're really going to want to dial back and keep it very simple. So just an awareness around alignment. And the next letter is, again, the letter R inside of reparent. And this stands for reimagine. So reimagine is all about reclaiming lost dreams. And I love this one. This is like going back and thinking about 15-year-old you, what were her passions, or 8-year-old you, what was she into? Maybe this is finding the top 100 songs on the radio when you were in fifth grade. Maybe this is picking up watercolors or painting again, or roller skating. So this is, you know, really about going back and thinking about your passions and your wishes and your hopes and your dreams from your childhood and your teen years, or even when you were a young adult that for whatever reason got left by the wayside or squashed. So this reimagine is based on the belief that you're not too old and it's not too late. And the next letter is E, and this is embody. So now we're really moving away from just thinking about reparenting to embodying reparenting and the experience of reparenting. So like moving away from learning about it as a theory to actually how is it showing up and how are we incorporating it into our everyday life. And this, again, you know, when I teach the class, the course, I have what I call home play, not homework. So the idea is very simple things like notice when you feel fear, or what can you do to cultivate safety inside, or what is your inner voice telling you? So it's very small ways that you can start to embody this practice of reparenting. So this, you know, embodying is really about kind of settling in, getting into that rest and digest state where you're feeling more at ease inside of yourself, grounding yourself, integrating the parts. And the next letter is N, and that stands for nurture. So Kelly McDaniels talks about the three pillars of maternal care, and they are protection, nurturance, and guidance. Guidance is for like later on. Mm-hmm. And so nurture is just a really important part of taking care of ourselves. It's about, you know, really giving ourselves that exquisite care. Oftentimes we will come into this kind of personal development work with no idea of what self-care really looks like for us. Maybe we have this idea that it has to be long bubble baths, or it has to be, you know, trips to a spa or something like that. And maybe that's, you know, inaccessible to us, or bubble baths are great, but maybe that's not the only thing you want to do. And so this is really about finding, you know, like tuning into yourself and finding out how you personally need to be nurtured. So the word nurture means cherish and to feed. So really we can think about emotional and physical nourishment in this area. So that emotional and physical nourishment that we need. And you can, the invitation in this under nurture is to feed your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul.
Yeah.
With the idea that everybody needs protection and nurturing, and you get to have that too. And the final letter is T, and that stands for trust. So trust is so essential to reparenting yourself. You're developing that self-trust, perhaps for many, many years, you unwittingly and, you know, by no fault of your own, but just in survival mode, kind of self-abandoned. And so developing that trust inside is you're becoming kind of the grown-up in the room. You're becoming your own reliable adult. And that's through consistent practice. And again, this is not about like, I have to be consistent, I have to do this every single day, kind of discipline, but just being consistent with yourself, like continually just turning back to yourself and checking in. How does your body feel? What are your thoughts? You know, what's coming up for you? And then offering yourself that loving kindness that you deserve. So developing that healing relationship with your inner child, your inner teen, is really about listening, nurturing, protecting, and then guiding those inner parts and letting them do things that they love to do. Also, again, giving the inner critic a break. And as you become a trustworthy person for yourself,
yeah,
your own personal self-trust will grow and increase, and you'll really notice it.
It's incredible. First of all, hats off. This is your life's work, and I can feel it and see it. Beautiful job. And it feels like a philosophy, or like an intention, like this intentionality to be my parent, you know, be the parent that I wish I would have had. Mm-hmm. And there's something really special about that kind of intentionality and ownership. And I can just feel like how it shifts the energy for somebody to be willing to do that for yourself, regardless of what the story is from the past. And you must have intuited something, because I have a inner child that is 8 years old, and I have an inner teenager that is 15 years old. And you happen to say those two numbers while you were speaking. And so I knew that they were present, and I had this like energy surge happen in my crown chakra, and I knew they were here and on board. So thank you for that.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Yes, me too. And so when you are working with people, I was curious what shifts that you are, you know, seeing or hearing from your clients who are engaging in the reparent course.
Yeah, it's kind of incredible. I mean, the shifts are huge. A lot of times, people come in scared. They come in, worried that, like, some of the fears are like they're worried that they're going to unearth something that they don't want to feel or see. They feel the betrayal that they might be betraying their family of origin or their parents by doing this work. But they quickly kind of move away from those misunderstandings and fears. And what I personally love about group coaching is the Me Too aspect of it, like the learning that happens amongst the participants. So they're hearing each other, and that courage and bravery and the things that they share. And of course, nobody is forced to share. Nobody has to share. My groups always involve some breath work and a lot of journaling. So it's a very personal journey. And so they walk away kind of with a thick journal filled with lots of thoughts and writing, which I think is so valuable. But really the feedback I get is very positive. People say that this is a big shift for them as far as how they relate to themselves, letting go of shame, letting go of old ideas, and feeling just so much more connected to themselves. And then, of course, the community. They create a community amongst each other. And they, in fact, I got to see some of my original alumni. I got to see in person when I went to She Recovers in Chicago, and it was amazing.
That's great.
To meet them in person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in terms of like the listeners, what would you like to share with them or invite them into if they are resonating with this reparenting and perhaps wanting to do this work themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the first is to go to my website, which is my name, sibelbotron.com, and I'm sure it'll be in the show notes. And on there, I have freebies. I have a free reparenting class. I also have some free kind of a reparenting bundle that has self-love for your inner child journaling book and some reparenting journaling questions, also a guided meditation for the inner child. And I've also created a 10-page kind of booklet, e-booklet, that can be used if you are going to a community event and you want to reparent yourself through it. So it could be a conference, a family reunion, that type of thing. So I have a ton of freebies on my website. And if you sign up for the monthly class called Three Easy Ways to Reparent Yourself, you'll get an idea of the work that I do and what reparenting is like. And I also have a class called Inner Child Work for Beginners, which is a 90-minute class, and I teach that once a month. And that includes a downloadable workbook, and I've pre-recorded the content. I never record the actual classes to preserve the intimacy of the shares, but the participants of that class just get a recording that they can keep forever of the content. So that's Inner Child Work for Beginners, and that's on my website as well. And then I have coaching, different ways you can coach with me individually if you want to do a deeper dive into reparenting or mother hunger. And I have 60-minute sessions, 90-minute sessions, six sessions or 10-session packages. And you just book a discovery call, which I have it under Connect, and then Virtual Coffee Tea Date. So if you just go to Sibelbotron Virtual Coffee Tea Date, you can book 30 minutes with me, no obligation, just cost-free, just the two of us hanging out, and I can find out what you're curious about and interested in. And then I have two more things I want to speak about. I have a course called Mother Hunger, and it's where I'll lead you through the material. Since I'm a Mother Hunger trained facilitator, I lead you through the psychoeducational material of Mother Hunger, and it's a three-week course. And then, of course, my signature offer is REPARENT, which is the acronym that I just took you all through. And the next REPARENT is coming up in January of 2024. And if you're listening to this after January 2024, please reach out to me and I'll let you know when the next group is forming.
Yeah. So you're doing that several times a year so people can hop in when they, if they listen after January 2024, which is wonderful. So a lot of good ways to connect with you. We've talked before, like sometimes people don't want to be in a group and mm-hmm. do this deeper work, you know? So if you're listening and you're thinking, no, I'm somebody, I'd like to work through the acronym, but I'd like to do it individually. That certainly is something that you do, but the group is also available because sometimes people like that. So there's nice options. What's the, like, where do you hang out the most online, Sabelle?
Probably Instagram. And then, of course, I'm on Facebook as well. On Instagram, it's just at Sabelle Beautron. And then on Facebook, it's Sabelle Beautron Coach. I have a little bit of a presence in LinkedIn. And those areas. I'm happy to communicate with people in multiple ways. People can, you know, they can reach out to me via email or any of social media, and I'll happily respond.
Yeah, I always feel like the best way is for people to message or, you know, do a discovery call mm-hmm. So that they can connect and figure out what's best for them. Yeah. And in terms of like your legacy, you know, how are you hoping that reparent will leave a legacy in this world?
Such a good question. You know, I hope that people can find it and find the inner peace that they deserve to have, that everybody deserves to have, so you can enjoy your time, the limited and very special time that we're here on Earth, and use it for a way to just really connect with yourself.
Beautiful. Well, it's always a pleasure talking with you. It's been such a pleasure to see the evolution of your work. And I was thinking while you were talking, like how wonderful even to share this acronym and to show other coaches, you know, how you're facilitating the space for other people. And may that inspire somebody who's listening today to create their own program, their own life's work around a topic that's been really meaningful to them. So thank you for always leading by example, Sabelle, and always sharing yourself so openly.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. And just to say, if you're a coach and you heard this and you're like, that's cool, how did she do that? Just reach out to me.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
Right. Yeah, we're all about lifting each other up.
And exactly.
Yes. As you say, collaboration, not competition.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's my favorite part of coaching.
So we will carry that on. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Bev.
If there's only one thing to take away from today's episode, it is the acronym of REPARENT. You can use acronyms in your work, and you can work on your inner child, teenager, or any parts of yourself that need to be fully integrated so that you can be the coach that you would like to be. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you next time. And always remember that you can be purposeful and prosperous when sharing a loving legacy with the world. We appreciate you.